run the Yudalev on the day's last third of the Omid. The Gemara says that Rava said that according to Rav Meir, whether he knew she was a Mukaseitz or not, to begin with, she gets 200 zuz. And according to the Rabbanan, if he knew she was a Mukaseitz, she gets 100. And if he didn't know, she gets nothing. And the Gemara says that Rava had Harata from that Psak. The Tanya, where do we see that Rava had Harata? From this, from the following. Brisa says, Ketzer Hotzah Shemra. A person claims his wife wasn't a Besula, and he comes to, we'll see, either to get her killed if he has Edim, or to make her lose her Ksuba, to Asa her to him, whatever. So what's Hotzah Shemra? Vola Beisdin, Va'omer Ploni Lo Matzosi Lebitcha Besulim. He says to the father, I didn't find Besulim to your daughter. So if there are Edim that she was Mazana after the Erisin, Yesh Laksuba Mon. So she has only a Mon or Ksuba. Where it says, Yesh Edim Shazin Satachta Baskilahi. That can't be. She doesn't get any Ksuba. She gets stoned if there's Edim that she was Mazana. Pachikomer. Yesh Edim Shazin Satachta Baskilahi. That's what the Brisa should say. That if there are Edim that she was Mazana, so that she gets skila. Zinsami kara yesh laksuba mona. If she was mezana before the erusin, and if I find out that now that she wasn't a basula when he married her, so she gets a ksuba of only 100. Va'omrav chia bar ovin, omrav sheshes, zoso meris, konso becheskas basula, v'nimtzes ba'ula, yesh laksuba mona. From here we see clearly that if a person married a woman thinking she's a basula, but in the end it turns out that she wasn't a basula, she still gets 100, she still gets one mana. She doesn't get the masayim, obviously she's not a basula, but she doesn't lose her ksuba completely. Umosiv Rav Nachman asked on that, Hanosi Esaisha, Velo Motzala Basulim, a person gets married and he claims that the woman's not a basula. He omeris Meshe Rastani Nenasti, and she admits that she's not a basula. But she says that, what's it called, that she was anusa. She was raped after the erusim, and it's your bad luck. I was already your wife, and I was nana, so it's your bad luck, and you still have to give me 200 zuz, because when you married me, I was still a basula. V'hua merloki, ela ad shelo erastich, v'hoyim meti mekatos, v'les laklau, right? And what's it called? And he says, no. You were, it could be an honest, but it was before the Erisin, and therefore when I married you, it was a total mekachtos. I thought you were a basula, and you get nothing. V'omr lehu Rav Chiya bar Ovin, Efser of Amran, v'chol gedoli ador yasti, ki omr Rav Sheshes lehosh maisa, v'kashi lehu v'shoni, my mekachtos nami mosai, avomone isla. Right. Lemaisa, it's Vasha from here, that she gets nothing. If he married her becheskas besula, and he finds out that she's a ba'ula, not she doesn't get a mana, she gets nothing. Nimara says that when they said over this brisa, so all the gedolim were sitting there, and they answer that enchanami, it doesn't mean she gets nothing, it means she gets 100. Mekachtos means you don't get the 200, but you get the 100. The at omris les laklal, the omar rava, and rava said no. Man de komosiv, shaper komosiv. No, the kasha is a good kasha. Now you can't say mekachtos means that she gets 100. Why? Mekachtos legamri mashma. Because mekachtos is mashma completely. We said yesterday there's a shaila what that means completely. Either it means completely she loses her ksuba completely, or mekachtos means since he married her on the smach that she was a psul and he found out she wasn't, the kedushin's bought. Total mekachtos. That's a machlokas achronim. Though, when it says mekachtos, it means mekachtos completely, and she loses her ksuba completely. Delakasha, the maisa tzakasha, hach toritz ve'imahochi. In the eshedim shezin, so you have to learn the brisa the following way: if there's edim she was mezana tachto beskib, zin shami kara v'lo klum. If she was mezana before the erusin and he married her becheskas besula, and he found out now she's a ba'ula, she loses her ksuba completely. Nimtzes mukas eitz, that was missing from the brisa before, but if we find out that she was a mukas eitz, he married her on the smach that she's a basula, and he finds out that she's a mukas eitz, then yesh la ksuba mana, then she has at least 100. Right? And now that can't be according to Reb Meir, because according to Reb Meir, there's nothing wrong with a mukas eitz, she gets 200 no matter what. So it must be according to the Rabbanan. And Rav is the one who said that in the Rabbanan, if he knew she was a mukas eitz, she gets 100, and if he didn't know, she gets nothing. And here, Rav himself is saying, the Braisa says that what's it called, that that even if he didn't know, she still gets 100, according to the Rabbanan. So you see from here that Rava had charata from what he said before, that according to the Rabbanan, if he knew she was a mukaseid, she gets 100, and if he didn't know, she gets nothing. Not true. She always gets 100, just like Reb Meir. She always gets 200. According to the Rabbanan, she always gets 100, even if he was fooled. V'hadabe Rava. Okay, we have that already. Hotza Shemra. If he's telling a lie and she can prove that he's lying, so he gets a knas of 100 shekel to pay to her, to her father, depends what how old she is. And if he's not telling the truth and he has an eidim that she was mezana, she gets skila. Those are the two possibilities of what could happen. Bola Bezdin, Zokuk Lo Bola Bezdin, the Omer, he has to come to Bezdin, and he says, the Omer of Chia, Garcina, Umosiv Rav Nachman, Garcina. Meaning your field was washed away, meaning I'm your field and it's your mazel that was goring that I should be raped. Like somebody plants his field and the rain comes in torrents and uproots everything, washes it all away. It says that she doesn't get anything, right? So where's that talking? Ki Amr Rav Sheshes Lahashmaisa Lahai Zosomeris Dilael the Yesh Laksuba Mana, when he said before that Zosomeris, that if he married her Becheskas Psula and he found out she's a Ba'ula, at least she gets 100, right? Here this price contradicts that. The Kasha Luhu Hada Osvinan the Amr Rava Garcinan Dela Kasha Hach Vakshinan the Rava Ela Kasha Hach Dilael the Tani Zinsa Mikora Yesh Laksuba Mana. Before it said if she was mezana, she gets still 100. Treats lahi de leel the ketzet hotzas shemra teirutz of the tirats the law lo mesarz zehachi elahachi yesh edim. Don't learn the brisa the way we did before. You have to add in a few more conditions in the brisa, including mukaseitz. Nimtzes lo hikir bo mashma. Nimtzes means he thought she was a basula and he found out that she was a mukaseitz. The commentaries rava yesh laksuba mona. Even according to the Rabbanan, if he thought she was a psula and then found out she's a mukaseitz, she still gets 100. Not like Rava said before, that if he didn't know to begin with and he was fooled, she gets nothing. You can't say it's going to Reb Meir. Right? Reb Meir holds if he didn't know, if he knew that she was a mukaseitz, she gets 200. And if he didn't know, she gets only 100. You can't say, the Reb Meir, Mosayim Kamen. Reb Meir never said there was a possibility of 100. Reb Meir holds in a mukaseitz is a regular basula. Reb Meir, there's no reason why she shouldn't get 200 whether he knew or didn't know. Okay. Next. Tana Rabbana. Konsa Rishon Lashum Nesuin. Right? The first one, she had a first husband, and he made Nesuin. The Yeshlo Edim Shlo Nistra. And there was Edim that they never had Yichud. They never were miyuchah together. After the nesuin, what's it called? The guy either died right away. Or they had yichud, but they weren't there long enough to have bia. So there's edim saying that she's still a basula. Ein hashen yochel liton times basula. Still, the second one marries her, right? And even though there are edim saying that even though she had nesuin, she never had bia. Right, the second one can't tie in a basula. Shari Konsarisha, he has to assume that since there was Nesuin, she's probably not a basula. I the Edim, Tosa says the Edim were just trying to make her sound good, right, to be Meshabeach her. But they don't really know 100%, and we have to assume that she's not a basula. Right, that somehow they live together. Omar Rabba Zosomeris Konso Becheskas Basuva. The Nimtis Beuli Yeshvaksubamon. From here we see clearly that if a person married somebody Becheskas Basula, because here there were Edim that said that she's Lachara Basula. So he understood she was a Basula, and then he finds out that she's a Beula, he still has to give her 100. Doesn't lose her ksuba completely. Ravashi Omar Ba'alma La'olamei Malach Leshla Klav. No, Ravashi has no right from here. Could be that in normal cases, right, a person marries a woman thinking she's a Basula. She never was married before. He assumes she's a Basula. He finds out that she's a Ba'ula. She gets nothing. But here, Vashani Hocha, here it's different. Shari Kon Sarisha. Because here she had an Nisuin. So he should have understood that once you have an Nisuin, the probability is that she's not a Basula. So even though he married her and thought she was a Basula, he thought wrong. He shouldn't have assumed that. Mar says, V'nechashem atacht of Zinsa. If that's the case, then why is she mutter? Forget about the ksuba. She should be usher to him. If she's an Ashes Kohen, right, there's one Sothic, maybe she was Mazana Tachtov, right? Omrav Shrav, Yekagon Shekidesh Ubala Alter. Right? He's talking with this guy, was Makadisher, and lived with her immediately. There was no time between the Erisin and his having Bia with her, where he discovered that she wasn't a Basula, that she could have been Mazan. There's no time frame. Right? There was no time between the Erisin and when he discovered she's not a Basula, so she couldn't have been Mazan Etachta. It had to happen before the Kedusha. The Ika de Masim HaMasnisin. Some learned this whole Shakla Vitaria back on the Mishnah. Basula Almona Grusha Chalutza Min HaNesuin. A woman who's still a Basula. Either she's an Almona Grusha Chalutza Min HaNesuin. She was married already to a first husband, and he either died or divorced her, or died and she had Chalitza. Right? Ksubasin Mona. They get 100 Ksuba for the Mona. They ain't lent Tanya's Basula because the guy should have understood that she's a Ba'ula. Basula min anisuin hechi meshkachas. Well, how do you have a case of Basula min anisuin? Lechora, if she has nisuin, she had bia. Kikon shin konsul l'chupa v'lo nivala. He took her to the chupa, but he never lived with her. Omar Rabba zosomeres konsul b'cheskus Basula v'nintzis Ba'ula k'subasamona. From our mission, you see the same halacha. That even though he assumed she was a Basula, right, Lamaisa, what's it called? He assumed that she was a Basula, and then he found out she wasn't. She still gets 100. She doesn't lose her ksuba completely. Ravashi Omer La'olam Emeloch Ba'alma Les L'Klav. Ravashi said, no right from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah may be different. Really, if he assumed that she was a Basula, rightfully so, and he found out she wasn't, she loses her ksuba completely. B'shani Hocha, here it's different. Shari Nichnas L'Chupa. Here, he knows that she had chuppah with a first husband. So even though, right, whatever he claims or she claims that he wasn't boil her, right, the guy should assume that probably it's not like that. Once there's nesuin, he should assume that she's a ba'ula. Mar says that's the case that he has to assume she's a ba'ula of Alecha Shematacht of Zinsa, then maybe she was a ba'ula after the Erison. And she's also to him. Forget about losing her ksuba. Talking where he, the second one, married her and immediately lived with her and found out she's not a Basula. So the only possibility was that she was Mazana before, what's it called? Not either she was Mazana before, or she taka, what's it called? That they lived together, the first husband, even though she claims they didn't. The one who says that by the Braisa, what's it called? Even if there's Edim, she still doesn't lose her ksuba because this guy is somach on the Edim. And we say that, no, you should have known that once there's a nesuin, Edim, no Edim, she probably is a ba'ula. The Edim said it, they just said it to make her sound good. They were just saying to praise her or whatever, she's still a basula. But they didn't really mean it because you should have assumed that what's, well, they didn't know for sure. Right? So we assume that if a woman's a nesua, she's a ba'ula. So the call she came on the Mishnah where there's no Edim, they say the same thing. The one who said it goes on the Mishnah where there are no Edim saying that. Where there were Edim, the guy can say, look, I was Somach on Edim that said you're a Basula. Then what's it called? I shouldn't have assumed because you were in a Sua that you were a Ba'ula. There's Edim saying that you were. I shouldn't have thought the Edim are just them saying praises. I was Somach on them. So it's a Mekach Toz completely. So therefore you lose your Ksuba completely. Rashi. Yesh lo eidim. Shelo nistra, revusa shmi. Dafilu hachi, ein hasheni yocholitim tanis besulim. Even if their eidim say that they never were alone together, still, the second one doesn't have tainus besulim. Lapsilek subasa, v'leima mekach talso, because he should have known that once a woman has nesuin, that she's probably a ba'ula. And the eidim are irrelevant. Shari konsa rishon, the all of ladash, he should have known that. I, the eidim, he should have understood the eidim don't know really 100%, and they're just saying it because they want to make the woman look good. Zoso meres, the hobade becheskus besula konsa, the somacha eidim. The Ka'amar Ein Yochel Afsi the Mona. From here we see clearly that if a guy married somebody, right, thinking she's a Basula, here he had reason to think she was a Basula, there was Adam saying that she's still a Basula, even though she had Nesuin. Right? So she doesn't lose the Mona, Haroi La Mona, Min Nesuin. It's not a Mekech Tol, she doesn't lose the whole thing. Mora says, no, what's it called? Venecha Shematakta Zinsa Amasnisa Parah. The Tani, or Amasnisa really, Amasnisa Parah, and the Brysa. Tani ain't Hashem Yochelitom Tanis Besulim, below Maskekinen lay love of the Beisdin, below Yisbar Hadover. We don't make him. He has no Tanis Besulim. We don't make him have the Beisdin. But maybe Shitaka was Mizana after the Erusin, and she's also to him. We should make him have the Beisdin to Mavare. Smasha ain't no Tanis Besulim, and therefore don't bother coming. But there is a reason to come. It's that we Mavare. Maybe she's also to you, right? But over here he doesn't have any taina if he married her after the first one had nesuin with her. So then, well, let's be afraid that he's not going to come to Bezin, he'll never be Mavarit, she's Osetim. Mar says, no, there's no chance that she was Mazana Tachtov, because he married her and immediately lived with her, and that's when he, what's it called, found that she's not a Besula. So there's no chance that she's Osetim. Garcin, lo Garcin, because she Kiddush La'alter, Ubo La'alter. The Kiddush La'alter has nothing to do with anything. Shlo Pirish, Menah Ben Kiddushin, would be evil. The main thing over here is that she never had time between the Kedushin and the Be'ila to be Mizan. The Vadi, lo tachtav zinsa. V'ika demasin lo ahad rabba v'rav Ashi v'rav Shravya amas nisha. Some say the whole Shakla Vataria of Rav Ashi and Rav Shravya and Rabba was on the Mishnah. Zoso meres, miniktani mas nisha ein lo tainis besulim. Where it says, v'lecha shem tachtav zinsa v'amai tani ein lo tainis besulim. Same question as before. Man demasin lo ahad rabba v'rav Ashi abraisa Koshkin amasnisa. The kivan da brisa afagav the omru edim lo nistra la risha. The sheni zeh becheskes besula konsa. The one who learned it on the brisa surely learns it on the Mishnah, because the brisa adds an extra dimension that edim said that they never were alone. So he really had a right to assume that she was a besula. The sheni zeh becheskes besula konsa. Vafilu hachi. Ahadr le Ravashi le Rabba le Olam lo Tishma Konsa Becheskes Besula the Nimtzis Bula Yesh Laksuba Vishani Hoker Shari Konsa Rishon. Still, we say that he should have ignored the Edim, because you know that if a woman had Nesuin, she's probably a Bula. Koshkei Namas Nisan. So surely on the mission where there were no Edim, the lo hiftichu Edim Al Kach Yikalem Misnai le the Rabba. Surely over there we can say that if he married her Becheskes Besula without any Edim, and she already had Nesuin, that she should have assumed that she's a Ba'ula. Umay dehadr le Ravashi. Uman demat tani le the rab of Ravashi amas nisen aval abraisa lo. But the one who said it goes on the Mishnah, but may not apply to the Braisa. Because where there are Edim, maybe there is taka mekach tos. Why shouldn't you rely on the Edim? Masni lehu, did the Braisa bade shaper shmami nos also meris the rabba? The Allah lohavi l'Ravashi la'aduri shani hocha shari konsa rishon. The Matzi Omer, I know I ate him something. By the price, the guy could have said, I was somach on the Edim, and I thought for sure she's a Basula. So now it's a Mekach Tos completely. The Kivan Diktani Ein Hashem Yochel Liton Tainis Basulim Shamin and Vadi, the Zosomer is konsa becheskes Basula, the Nimtzis Ba'ula Yesh Laksuba. But in the, what's it called, if you run it on the price, then Koshkein on the Mishnah. But if you learn on the Mishnah where there are no Edim, maybe in the Braisa where there were Edim, there it's a Mekachtos, because he could have relied on the Edim, and therefore what's it called, she wasn't a Besula, it's a total Mekachtos. He shouldn't have assumed because she was in a Sua that she's a Ba'ula. There are Edim saying it's not like that. This is the exception. There are exceptions. And here the Edim are telling this exception. And the what's it called? The one who learns it on the, even on the Braisa, says that the Edim, we're Choshed, not Choshed, but the Edim, once ago, once a woman's in a Sua, you have to assume she's a Ba'ula. I, the Edim, should have understood the Edim are just trying to be nice.
The Yud Bezom and Aleph, the Mishnah. Ha'ochel eitzel chame b'Yehuda shalo be'edim eino yochol lifun tanis besulim b'nei shemus yachid ima. We learned already that in Yehuda the minig was that after the erusin, so they used to let the chosin and kala be misyachid, so they should get to be familiar with each other, and they used to make birchas nisuin also, just in case they would live together, that would be considered the nisuin. They were married already, they had erusin. She was also to live with him because they didn't have nisuin yet. So they used to make birchas nisuin just in case, and if he lived with her, he lived with her. That's, even though she still was in her father's house. She didn't really take her yet into his rishus, but they, what's it called, that was the minig in Yehuda.
So, later on again?
What?
Did they do it again?
Did they do it again, the stam, or not? Oh, it could be, yeah, because then at least with Sheva Brachos then. The, I don't know. I'm not sure what it is. Because it's not true. Because if there was a Suin before, then after 7 days, there was no more Sheva Brachos. I'm not sure what they did. But, okay. In any case, so, he can't tie any more tainis besulim him. Because since they're Mishyachid, we assume that he lived with her. And either he's lying, or he doesn't remember, or he thinks that he didn't have a real bia, but it really was. So therefore, once they were mishiach, and it was possible that he lived with her, he doesn't have a tainis besulim anymore. Okay, Rashi. No Rashi. Okay, let's go on. Mora says, Miktani ha'ochel, since Mashma that only in Yehuda where he eats by his father-in-law, right? From that point on, and eating by the father-in-law means that they were yachid the chosin and kala. So then he doesn't have tainis besulim. Mashma, it's possible in Yehuda that they didn't do this, and they do have tainis besulim, right? Even in Yehuda, it wasn't a practice all in all of Yehuda. There were some places they had the minig like that, and some places not. In the Galil, no place where they miyachid the chosin and kala. In Yehuda, there were some places they were, and some places that they didn't. Kidatanya, Omra Yehuda, B'Yehuda, B'Rishon lo hayu miyachnu sa chosin sa kala, sho achas kodem knisos in lechupa, kidei shi alibo gaspa, right? In Yehuda, the minig was that sho achas over here doesn't mean really an hour before. It means that a while before the actual nesuin, they wanted the chosin and kala to get to know each other. So they're miyachid the chosin and kala, like we said. The Galil lo hayu osun ken. In the Galil, they never did such a thing. B'Yehuda b'Rishon lo hayu ma'amidim lehem shnei shush binim echad lo ve'echad lo kedei l'mashmei shesachosim yesakala b'shas k'nisosim l'chupa u'v'galia lo hayu olsim kein. Another thing they did in Yehuda, we'll see in a second, it wasn't at the same time, that they had two shush binim, they had two attendants that attended the chosin and kala in order to make sure that nobody pulled any tricks. Right, that the kala didn't bring in a sheet with blood in it and exchange it for the real sheet to show that she was a basula, and the chosin didn't take away the sheet with blood and claim that there was no blood. So the two attendants, what's it called, attended the chosin and kala to make sure that neither one pulled any tricks on the other one. Right, and in Galil they didn't do that. B'Yehuda, another thing they used to do in Yehuda, that they had the shushbinim sleep in the house where the chosen and kala were, to make sure again that they didn't do anything, any tricks one against the other to concerning the dam besulim. With the galia lo hayusuke, the chosh lo noah keminik hazeh eino yochol liton tainis besulim. And anyone who didn't do this minig, well, since which minig we're talking about, doesn't have tainis besulim. So Mar says, ahai, who didn't do what? If you didn't do this, then you don't have tainis besulim. Didn't do what? We mentioned three things over here. Right. One is the miyachad the chosin kala. Right. And second thing is they had these shushbinim, who both attended the chosin kala and slept in the same house with him. So ahai ilay maresha. Right. It is going back on the resha. The resha says that they were miyachad the chosin kala in Yehuda, but not in the Galil. Then kol shenohag mi boyale. Right. Whoever did this doesn't have tainus besulim. Not whoever didn't do this. Whoever did this minig of being miach and the chosin and kala before the nesuin doesn't have a tainus besulim anymore. Doesn't say not whoever didn't do this doesn't have a tainus besulim. Whoever did this doesn't have a tainus besulim. Ela seifa, right? It goes on the seifa. Someone says koshelo mushmush mi boyale. Doesn't say the minig. It should say whoever didn't have mishmush. In other words, they didn't have attendants who were checking to make sure that nobody pulled any tricks. Then you can't be sure there weren't any tricks pulled. So there's no more tainus besulim. Om Rabbaya la olam ha-reisha. Going back on the reisha, the case of what's it called of in Yehuda that they were miyachad the chosin and kala, right? The tani kol shenohad and enochanami. You should read the brayson, not kol shelo nohad. Whoever didn't do this doesn't have tainus besulim. But enochanami, you should read the brayson kol shenohad. Whoever did this, like you had the minig of Yehuda, that they were miyachad, the chosin and kala, there's no more tainus besulim. Omerle a rava, the whole kosher hol noag tani. Nice, you can say whatever you want, but it doesn't say that in the Brayse. It says the favorite kosher noag. So you can't say, well, you read it kosher lo noag, which is the exact opposite of what it says. El omer rava hachikomer. Kosher lo noag minig. Galil, the Galil. What it means is that whoever didn't do the minig of the Galil in the Galil, meaning that they were not miyachid the chosin and kala, but he didn't do that, and they were miyachid the chosin and kala in the Galil, unlike the minig of the Galil, ela minig Yehuda the Galil, but they conducted themselves like they normally conducted themselves in places in Yehuda, in the Galil, and were miyachid the chosin and kala, enu yocholit on tainus besulim. At that point, he loses the right to be towing tainus besulim. Ravashi Omar La Olama Seifa, it's going on the Seifa, the last two cases. Anyone who didn't have this minig of having the attendance, right, but instead, Batani Koshalo Mushmash. Not that what's it called, that who didn't have this minig, whoever didn't have attendance, that's the thing. It wasn't a minig, the what's it called, if there were attendance, there were attendance. If there weren't attendance, there weren't attendance. So it should have said, whoever didn't have attendance can't tie the tainus besulim anymore. Rashi. Mekomos Mekomos Yesh Shechalukim B'minhagim. In Yehuda itself there were different areas in Yehuda that had different minhagim concerning this inyan of being miyachid the chosin akam. The nafkamina the heichad lo nahid yiliyachid yochalito. The nafkamina is that in those places in Yehuda where they had this the same minig as the Galil of not being miyachid the chosin kala, there you had tainus besulim, even in Yehuda. Kiritanya, the mekomos mekomos yesh, as the Brisa says, not a question, it's a proof that there were places in Yehuda that they weren't miyachid. L'mashmeish, l'fashmeish, u'l'mashmeish b'maseihem ba'osu halayla. Interesting, it's like the same lashon of the Pinchas ben Yoyer, not Pinchas ben Yoyer, what's it called? Haro yisurim boim olav, y'fashmeish b'maisav, y'mashmeish b'maisav. So here it says also they were mefashpesh and mamashmesh b'maseihem ba'osu alayla. Shelo yikalkul. And the Sos Yesharim learns yifashpesh and yamashmesh means first you should look to see if there's anything bad. And then you should look to see that the good things maybe aren't done the best way. That doesn't fit over here. What they were doing is they were looking to make sure that nobody tricked anybody. So what's the yifashpesh and yamashmesh? Right, they were looking for some out-and-out trickery,
And then, what's it called, to see, maybe by accident or whatever, still is all negative things.
Mechora.
I have a different pshat, Yafashpesh and Yamashmesh. Yafashpesh comes from the Lashon of Pishpush, is little window. There's a Pishpesh. That you can only see, hone in, right, and focus on a very small part. Mishmush is where then you pick up. So first thing is you look to see the details, right? Any specific aveiros or whatever you hone in on, and then you pick them up, you mashmesh, and see what the causes were. So you're not only doing tshuva on that specific aveira, but you look back to see what caused it, right? And do tshuva on the causes of the aveira, midos rolls or whatever, like the Rambam says that. So your yafashpesh is hone in and see the small area, and then your mashmesh, pick it up and see what's behind it. That could fit over here too. Yafashpesh, right? It means look around for clues of specific things that look like trickery, and then what's it called? Be more aware of what's going on behind the scenes or whatever that could lead to. And not a specific thing, but can lead later on to a false tainah.
But also,
they shouldn't trick each other and be makalkul each other. Either the kala will hide the fact that she wasn't a besula, or the chasen will hide the fact that she was a besula, so he'll be able to tainah that she wasn't. Shelo yira zev dam besula v'yovak, the zulo tavi mapa sheishalo hatipei dam. This guy, the chasen, shouldn't see dam besulin and then, what's it called, destroy it, or what's it called, hide it. And she shouldn't bring in a sheet with blood on it to make believe that she was a besulin. The makum shenoagu lemashmeish lo noagu liyachid. And obviously, in the place in Yehuda where the miyachid, the chasen, and kala, they didn't have to have attendance because there was nothing to attend to, right? Because she has no more time as besulin. It's irrelevant anymore whether she's a basula or not, because we assume that she could be not a basula. So in the places in Yehuda where they were miyachad the chasen and kala, in those places they didn't have the attendants. It was the places in Yehuda where they were knowing not to be miyachad the chasen and kala. In those places they had the minig of having the shushbinim.
The eel of the makom shenagul liyachid my mishmush boy hari ain shom tainis besulin ama biyehuda mekamos mekamosus.
Is it this price that there were different places in Yehuda? Some places they had the minig to be miyachid, and some places they had the minig to have attendance
and not be miyachid. Ilei maresha minig de miyachid.
If you say that the which says kol makom shalom noagul keminig azeh can't tain the tainis besulin, it's going back on the resha that if you weren't miyachid, you have no tainis besulin. It's just the opposite. If you were miyachid, you don't have tainis besulin. It's going on the Sefer, the last two cases of the Shushbinim of the attendants. If you didn't, what's it called, have attendance, then you can't tie the times Mesulim because maybe somebody tricked each other. But then it shouldn't say Minig, it should say Kol Shalom Mushmash. Whoever didn't have attendance, right, wasn't attended to, can be the fact that they pulled a trick.
That tainis besulim who are baal,
right? The baal is the one who's tainis besulim.
But who ain't no noheg mishmushabo?
He's not the one who wants the attendant to make sure that everything's okay. He wants to tainah that there wasn't any blood.
She ain't no tali babal ela al avi akala mamash mishmo.
That the avi akala is the one who wants to make sure as an attendant that the husband doesn't pull a trick and pull away the dam besulim.
Shalom Yova, that's Besulah, so he can tie the tiny Besulah. Umishmush Batala, Shalom Tavi Dam in Achuch, Tavi Babal.
And the Mishmush of the Kala depends on the husband. He has to have attendance to make sure that she doesn't bring in a sheet from the outside and claim that she's a Besulah.
The Hechi Tani called Baal, Shalom Noag Mishmush, any Yochal Altit and Tani Besulah.
Any husband, any chassid who didn't have the minig of having an attendant can't tie the tainis besula. Right? The maisa, his attendant isn't the one that makes it. His attendant is the one to make sure that she doesn't trick him. It doesn't take away his tainis besula. Right, he didn't. If he didn't have an attendant, but they had an attendant, surely he can set the timer. So what should have said, whoever wasn't attended to, and therefore it's possible that that there was dam and it was taken away, then he can't sign the times basulim anymore.
Elamarava, high koshlo noaga minig the galilkoi.
Rava said, Zos Abaya said, okay, read the braisa differently. It doesn't say koshlo noag, it says koshlo noag. Right? If you did this it's going on the Reisha.
Rava says no, it's going on the Reisha, and it means like this: if you didn't have the minig of Galil in the Galil of not being miyached, then you can't have tanis besulim. The tanya of the Braisa of the Galil of you also came. The alokoi kol shelo noag k'minig hazeh the Galil ela nishyachi k'minig shebi Yehuda eno yochalito.
And the and Ravashi said no. It's going to talk on the Sefer, and instead of saying kosher lo nohag, it should say kosher lo mushmash enachanami. Meaning nohag over here means that you didn't have the general minig of having attendance. He wasn't attended to. Then he can't tie any more times pesulim. Of having attendance, he wasn't attended to. Then he can't tie any more times.